Shorens traced the history of cruising back to the sale of Alaska to the U.S. in 1867 and the arrival of famed naturalist John Muir. He said paddle wheels and steamships with tourists soon began to call regularly in Alaska, some of the first outside investment in the new territory.
In all of that 125-year history of cruising, none of these have ever been owned and operated by an Alaskan company.
Alan Marine combined an idea and an opportunity last summer when Cruise West folded. Alan leased two of the defunct company's small cruise ships, the Spirit of Columbia and the Spirit of Alaska, and renamed them the Admiralty Dream and the Baranoff Dream, respectively. By coincidence, the Allens in June had purchased a 42-passenger cruising catamaran, the Executive Explorer, with an eye to entering the multi-day market. That ship has been renamed the Alaskan Dream. So Alan Marine has gone from a day tour operator to a small ship cruise line, said Shorens, sooner than we're ready for.
Here we are. We picked up a few overnight vessels and kind of thought we'd take the plunge.
Alan Marine has taken risks before. In 1992, the company shed its boat haul-out business and built a pair of twin-engine aluminum monohulls called the Sea Otter Express and the Sea Lion Express. The boats cruised at high speeds and could cover a 50-mile round-trip wildlife tour in less than 4 hours. The tours were instantly popular with large cruise ships for shore excursions. The company rapidly expanded to include larger capacity catamarans working on the same business model. The Allens opened similar tour businesses in Juneau and Ketchikan, all using boats they built themselves. Shorens told the chamber that even though tourism to Alaska was still in a slump, the time seemed right for launching a small cruise line.
So why would we start this now? First of all, an opportunity to diversify what we have now. The boat building business that Alan Marine has kind of comes and goes with contracts. When we have a good one, everything's going, 100 miles an hour, but then there's kind of a lull there while you get another contract. So it might help to have something else on the books. The day boat operation, which is a good one, successful one, but it kind of rises and falls with the cruise ship industry to some extent, and we've been seeing a bit of a downturn in that. So this gives us an opportunity to perhaps diversify our business into another area that may not be dependent on the things that our present business is.
Shorens said that overhauling the new ships would help stabilize employment in Alan Marine's yard. Only the Admiralty Dream will cruise in the first part of this summer. The Alaskan Dream will be in the yard until July. The Baranoff Dream will be ready for cruising next season. The company has brought in a half dozen full-time management staff and plans on a seasonal complement of about 20 people this summer. The 8-day, 7-night cruises are not cheap. A single berth on the Admiralty Dream begins at $1,900. On the Alaskan Dream, which Shorens described as luxury yacht cruising, per-person occupancy begins at $4,500. The owner's suite goes for almost $8,000 per passenger. Shorens anticipates that Sitka will see a corresponding bump in sales tax revenues from the cruises, which will begin and end in town. A full boatload would generate $90,000 in local taxes. A full season with all three boats in operation would bring 1,500 visitors to town. Based on 2011 reservations, Shorens said,
75% of the people, sometimes more, are booking 1, 2, 3, 5 days in Sitka before or after their tour. So this is going to put a lot of people in town that normally wouldn't have not. We're going to estimate that the average person will spend about $350 on hotel, on meals, on gifts. They're booking kayak trips, fishing charters, Fortress of the Bears, the Raptor Center. They're going to the National Park. They're going to the church. These people will be spending about $350 per person, which should put us in excess of $450,000 or near $500,000 direct expenditures in the city of Sitka, and not directly to us.
Shorens says he can hardly believe how much work remains to be done on Alaskan Dream Cruises before the first trip sets sail in mid-May. He said, "A lot of times I wake up wondering why I got involved in this." Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.